That's why you're here.
Yeah. Paying attention to what's going on around us and, you know, drawing inspiration from other people and whatnot. That is incredible. And we should do that. But there's a line that we can cross where it turns into self-sabotage to the point where, you know, we're looking at other people and we're only getting a snapshot, whether it is on social media or it's in real life. You're only seeing a small, small snapshot of what these people are showing you. And if we compare our entire being to a small snapshot of someone else, we are never going to feel good about ourselves. We're never going to feel like we're good enough. We're never going to feel like we are, you know, competing at the right level, right? So we have to be able to manage the balance between drawing inspiration from others, being inspired or, you know, being motivated by something that we see versus putting ourselves down because we are, you know, assuming that everyone else has it better than us.
You write, it's said that comparison is the thief of joy and that you feel that way when it comes to your health. What do you mean by that?
I think it really can be the truth when it comes to health because we are all in different circumstances, right? Even you and I sitting here, our goals are completely different. Where we are is completely different. Even if we had the same exact goal, our path to get there, it wouldn't look the same because we are different people. We're different ages. We have different backgrounds. We have different jobs. Everything is different, right? And if we are constantly setting ourselves up with the expectation that I need to compare myself to someone else, then we're always a failure because we can never be successful if we set ourselves up and our health goals up based off of what it looks like of someone else.
I think it's also interesting what you say here in the column too, that living a healthy life requires us to play the hand we've been given.
Yeah.
Can you explain that a little more?
Yeah, I was just, you know, going back to your last interview, just using a little wordplay, you know, but you're playing a game. If you're being dealt cards, right? You can't play cards you don't have. You can wish all you want that you had different cards, but you don't have them. So we have to objectively look at what our real situation is, what our real opportunities are, and then make our next moves accordingly. If we spend a lot of time in this place of wishing it was different, then we're really just wasting time there.
But you're not saying that you can't strive for something better or to try to have a goal or an aspiration. It's just the idea of like comparing yourself to this one thing you may see, even if it's just a flash on your phone or some other life. It's not about that part, right?
Correct. Yeah, it's not about that part because we should be striving. We should be wanting to be better. We should be, you know, making changes and things. But it's when it turns into sulking, right? It's when it's not motivation. It's not inspirational. It's not driving us towards something because we're not moving toward health, right? We're sitting stuck because we are sad or upset that, you know, we don't have someone else's hand or we think we should be like them. It's like we should all over ourselves, you know. When we get into that place, then we end up doing nothing, right? And so we have to be able to draw inspiration from other people, from outside sources, but we have to connect back to ourselves and be honest about where we're really at and what we really want so that way we can find the most joy in our experience.
It's really about embodying the gratitude of where you are.
Yeah, exactly. Because if we don't do that, then we're always just wishing that it was different, right? And we can be on the move to somewhere different or be working on ourselves in certain ways. And I really like what you just said there about embodying the gratitude of where you're at, because if we just focus on there, then like, what is every day for? What are we doing here? You know, like it doesn't have to be miserable along the way.
Right. Maggie Fitzpatrick is the health and wellness columnist for the Sullivan County Democrat. Her column is out today on newsstands and also online at scdemocratonline.com. Staying focused on ourselves. Before we go, lovely weather, a little warm. Just a reminder for folks to take it easy. People might want to get out there and go overboard because it's not raining and it's nice and sunny for once. But reminder.
Yeah, it is lovely outside. I saw it wasn't going to rain for like 10 days and I got so excited. But yeah, make sure, you know, you drink a little extra water, take some shade breaks and whatnot. Definitely get out there and enjoy yourselves, but be a little more conscious of the recovery aspects too.
Thunderstorm might pop up tomorrow afternoon.
Oh no.
Well, it's warm. Maggie Fitzpatrick, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's all for this edition of Radio Chatskill. You can hear this episode, previous episodes, and all of our local programming at our website, wjffradio.org. I'm Tim Bruno. Thanks for listening.
Radio Catskill supporters include SUNY Sullivan, a community college in the Sullivan Catskills focused on preparing students for the future. More information at sunysullivan.edu. Livingston Manor, dining, shopping, and the arts at the gateway to the Catskill Park. LivingstonManorNY.com. And listeners like you who donate at WJFFradio.org.
Next time on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we got bongo beaters galore, including Chocolate, Chaino, and Jack Bongo Burger. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music's always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour. Wednesday night at 7, here on Radio Catskill.
This is Thane Peterson, host of Living Jazz. Saturday at noon, I bring you 2 hours of the very best of the current jazz scene, along with a little bit of classic jazz thrown into the mix. It's wonderful music that will warm your heart and soothe your soul. Join me for Living Jazz, noon to 2 Saturday, only on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville. This is Radio Catskill, streaming live at WJFFradio.org. The forecast, partly sunny and very warm today, a high of 85. Tonight, partly cloudy and mild, more comfortable after this daytime heat, a low of 56. And then some thunderstorms, some strong tomorrow afternoon through tomorrow evening. Some of these storms could bring hail and damaging winds. Tomorrow's high 86, Thursday's high 78, and then should be less humid and comfortable by Friday and through the weekend. On Point is next, followed by Democracy Now! It's 11 o'clock.